Believers are to be in the world. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. John chapter 15 verses 15 to 17. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. John chapter 17 verses 9 to 12. Believers will be hated by the world. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. John chapter 15 verses 18 to 19. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. John chapter 15 verses 22 to 24. Believers are not of the world. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. John chapter 17 verses 14 to 19. Believers will face persecution. Remember, therefore, the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not the Father that sent me. John chapter 15 verse 20-21. This is really important, you need to know this. Jesus has made it plain. To follow him is to walk a narrow path, one marked by love, truth, and rejection. This is not a reason to shrink back, it is proof that we belong to him. We are in the world, but not of it. We are not called to hide from the darkness, but to walk through it, sanctified by truth, bearing fruit that remains. The world will not understand us. It will hate us. But we are not here for its approval. We are here for the glory of the one who chose us, who keeps us, and who sends us. The servant is not greater than his master. So do not be surprised by the hatred or the hardship, rejoice that you are counted worthy to suffer for his name. Hold fast to his word, walk in his truth, and let the love he commanded shine in every step. For in the end, it will not be the approval of the world that matters. It will be the voice of the King who says, "Well done."